It's always a happy day when you get to celebrate somebody's birthday with them and they allow you in. And Danny Ichizuku is doing that with us. He needs no introduction for Purdue fans, of course, to play for the Boilermakers 2014 to 2017. And also, I still see you rambling for that 90-yard touchdown in 2015. But I also see you, and I think a big fumble recovery in Jeff Brohm's your first game at, or big stop. Was it a fumble recovery against Louisville in game one of the Brohm era?
Yeah, it was. Fumble recovery, Lucas Oil State. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so, but who's counting? But anyway, happy birthday. 27 years young today. That is a great thing. And you're down in Texas. Tell us a little bit about, I'll ask you first, tell us a little bit about what you're doing, and then I want to ask you about any birthday traditions, and we'll talk a little Purdue football and the like.
Sure. First of all, Alan, thank you for having me. It's always exciting to communicate with folks still at Purdue, and I keep up with the team, all sports, basketball, football, baseball, you name it. So this is super fun, so thank you for having me. As far as what I'm doing right now, I am located in Dallas, Texas. So the Grapevine area, right by the airport, and I actually work in tech sales for a speech text company called Rep.com. Some folks may be familiar with it. Been working here for about 2 years. That's what I'm doing now. As far as today, I think me and the family, we're just going to go out and get a midday lunch. That's the same thing we did for my wife's birthday, and it was kind of cool. So I think we're going to do the same thing for mine.
Growing up, was there any family traditions or things you always did on your birthday? I mean, this is you had this blessing and scourge of being close to a holiday baby. So, you put Christmas and I'm a December birth as well, earlier in the month. But anything that you recall that what your family did to make your birthday special?
Yeah, one thing that we did a lot, because my sisters and I really didn't want for much. What we always wanted was like clothes. So we wanted like clothes, shoes, and things like that. So as you said, and as you conveyed, my birthday is eerily close to the holidays. So right after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. So we used to go to the mall on Black Friday and get all the deals, so shoes, everything. And mom would always, since it was three of us, mom would always tie that up in the, birthday, Christmas, like this is everything. So whatever y'all getting now, that's what y'all get it. And oftentimes, again, we would probably go out to eat at a local restaurant or something like that. So nothing too extravagant, but it was cool. I enjoyed it. I always look forward to the Black Friday shopping after Thanksgiving and knew it was for my birthday as well as Christmas.
Well, birthdays are always to be celebrated, no matter the age. And that's an important thing. Okay, your alma mater, ranked number one in men's basketball. That's a big deal. But also this football team, with 8 wins, going back to Nashville to play Tennessee, as a former team member that played under Coach Jeff Brohm, has to be exciting from that standpoint. But a great time, volleyball's in the Sweet 16. A lot of fun things going on in Purdue sports.
Yeah, they have West Lafayette rocking. Huge shout out to Matt Painter and those boys, man. I was always. I've always admired Matt, Coach Painter, and how he's conducted his team. So huge shout out to them. Hopefully they can carry it through all the way throughout the season. As far as Coach Brohm, I'm super excited for them. Like 2 top 5 wins. It's funny, like what you hear online and on the ticker all the time is, top 5 teams come to West Lafayette, where dreams go to die, right? So super exciting to see them win and really step up with some of the heavy hitters in college football and be consistent. So I think 8 wins is the most we've had in the season and sometime in the regular season. So looking forward to the bowl and seeing us do well down there against SEC competition and pulling it out to get 9 wins on the season. So super proud of them and Coach Brohm and the staff.
Now, you were part of the team that went to San Francisco or to Santa Clara, San Francisco, to play in the Foster Farms Bowl in your last college game.
Yeah.
What's bowl prep like under Jeff Brohm? I mean, I know they're going to start practice in terms of, and what's a player's view towards getting ready for this? I mean, it's you certainly want to do well, but you also got a lot of at the end of the semester going on. You got practices probably on weekends. It's a little different experience in the regular season, obviously, going to a bowl. What do you recall, or what do you think some of these guys are thinking as they go into this game?
I think the reason, and we were successful in our bowl game against Arizona back in 17, 18, whatever 17. It was. But 17. Yeah, 17. I think the thing that's so unique about Jeff Brohm is he's truly like a football guy. Like, he eats, sleeps, and breathes football. It's really nothing else. He doesn't really get caught up in anything else. So for us, it was really just business as usual. And that was that calming, like, force that he had. Like, nothing's going to change just because it's a bowl. There was no added pressure. It's like, okay, we get another opportunity to go out there, you know, and his whole thing was just playing hard. We get another opportunity to go out there, play hard, and let the chips fall where they may. So I imagine he's going to have the same kind of demeanor now for bowl prep. Nothing's going to change. And I think that's a good thing. Like, when you're in your most pressurized situations, and something needs to change in preparation, I think that's there's a lack there. There's a gap there. But with Coach Brown, it was, you know, business as usual. Like, this is what we have going on. This is how we're going to conduct it. And I feel like they're going to be successful.
Yeah, you have an opportunity.
I got my little one here. Who's
that's all right. Bring her on.
So I apologize.
And this is who?
That. Oh, this is the youngest one. So come here, my man. This is Zaid.
He will actually be good morning, he'll be two. And she's at age when she can. We'll wish your dad happy birthday for you.
Oh, so this is a boy. So this is.
Oh, this is a boy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Zaid. Yeah. So he'll Zaid, be two
okay.
on December,
and Zaid's
December 19th.
He's in December 19th, and he'll be. You say
he'll be two.
He'll be two. Hi, Zaid. How are you? And
how you doing?
You know, for Zaid, I think Zoom will be a way of life. this will be the way he operates. From here on forward, when you look at Purdue's defensive scheme this year, and you look at, you know, obviously different coaching staff, many of from the defensive side than when you played, but you look at what they're trying to do defensively. What do you see? I mean, it seems like it's been pretty aggressive. It certainly has been successful. You guys had an extremely good defense in 17 as well. Very active, kind of tried to make plays, create turnovers. What have you seen in this defense in 2021?
Yeah, honestly, I think that the talent level has increased, like from the front where, you know, I don't know guys' names verbatim, and I haven't watched any like actual, you know, cut-ups of tape, but like from the front, guys are quick, guys are agile. Obviously, Karloftis is really, really good, really strong off the edge. But even, you know, in the second and even the third level is what's really impressed me, honestly. Like, I think Cam Phillips is one of the safeties. Yeah. He flashes a lot. He flashes a lot when I watch him. But I think the talent level has really increased. As far as scheme, like I said, I haven't watched any game tape or anything to really dissect it. But the guys are flying around. Guys have a lot of confidence. And guys have a lot of swagger, too. Like, they go out there and they look really, really confident. They look like they go out there like, we belong here. Like, we know what we're doing. We know what we're capable of. I forget Six's name, but Six flashes a lot.
Jalen Graham.
I like watching Six. The Detroit swagger, like, it pops. It pops on screen, like on your TV copy. Like, they out there, they're confident. You know, they know what they're doing and they're playing fast. So they look really, really good. I've been really, really impressed with what I've seen from the defense. But I also want to shout out one Aiden, because I played with Aiden. Really impressed with Aiden. Aiden goes out there, true gunslinger. I know Brown likes having him because it's like he goes out there with nothing to lose. Like, if he sees it, he's gonna throw it. And as an alumni, I love it. I absolutely love the chance. I live with everything he does because he's out there taking chances. So big shout out to him too.
Well, you know, well said, because he was a walk on. Right?
Yeah, he was
a true walk on. When you
he was
an amazing story. I mean, you can't, if you want to root for a guy that just quietly goes out and takes care of business and has elevated his game, all of a sudden, you know, a lot of next year's, if he decides to come back, which, you know, I think he may for another year of eligibility, is going to be a huge boon for Purdue, because this guy is second team all Big Ten. Who would have thought from a walk on? And he's just made play after play after play this year. And I think you're right. I know you're right in terms of just that confidence, of quiet confidence, and that seems to pervade. And you guys had a lot of that as well. I mean, you had a David Blau and Elijah Sindelar back there, guys that didn't seem to talk a lot. They just kind of carried their business and got the job done. And that's an important attribute of a good football team, one would think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would agree 100%. Hopefully he does come back, but whatever decision he makes, you know, he deserves it. I remember, you know, coming in when he was still, you know, walk-on status and everything. First one in, you know, lifting, carrying on, just as if, you know, nothing. He was on scholarship, like he was getting, you know, everything paid for. So super proud of Aiden and everything that he's accomplished, and it's no surprise here.
Yeah. Well, like I said, number 36 and number six, each six times six. So they remind me of each other a little bit because of the skill set and what you, and you, you were a big play guy. We talked about your 90-yard touchdown against Virginia Tech and making big plays in Jeff Brom's first game. And you think about that game and how important that was, because I remember that goal line stand early on. That set the tone to me. I know you didn't win that game in game one against Louisville down at Lucas Oil, but it set the tone that you guys, things were different. Is that a fair assessment? Because it seemed to me, just from an onlooker's perspective, that that team kind of made a statement that day by competing against Lamar Jackson and company and having a chance to win that game in the fourth quarter, that you guys meant business. Is that, as you look back at it, how do you put that into perspective?
I would agree. I think that's where it all started. Even before that, like, yeah, you know,
what I'm was sure going it was on before.
And, in training camp in the spring and training camp and all the effort that we put in from the strength staff that we had at the time with Reno, who's still there, Dominic Reno, who's still there. And yeah, Justin Lovett, but it was great. So that's where it all started in camp. And then, it, you know, everybody just began to see it with the game and it being public and Lucas Oil. But I would agree, it definitely started there. And we knew we had a good defense and a good team. Like, we saw the plays Jackson Anthem was making. We saw the throws Elijah was
still making.
Still making them. You know what I mean? So we saw that, and it only built confidence. You know, confidence comes from demonstrated performance. So we did it all in the spring, in practice, in the game. So, you know, I would agree 100%.
All right, last question for you. Sure. On your birthday. You got, tell us a little bit about what that Purdue education did, or at least in terms of your skill set. You're obviously very well educated and came into your employer with a mindset of not only athletic experience, but academic experience. What do you use more than anything? What is your skill set? If I were asking you on a job interview, you know, what did you learn most, and what makes that edge make you good at what you do?
Yeah, it's going to sound like a cliche, but I would definitely say like critical thinking, because it was something I used in and outside of the classroom. You know, being in sales, all professions are tough, but I would say it's a pretty tough profession because you're dealing with the most fluid resource, which is people. You know, you're dealing with people who change their minds or iffy, you know, one minute, one way the next. So really being able to adapt and have conversations and do in-depth discovery to extract information and really get people to buy. I think that's something that I learned at Purdue inside the classroom, obviously, whether it was taking, you know, a math class or stats class or, you know, you name it, to, you know, outside communicating with other students, communicating with other folks in different departments. So I would definitely say that enhanced my critical thinking ability. And I've been doing pretty well thus far. So thank Purdue a lot for it.
I'm going to guess that's true. All right. We're going to let you get back to your work day, which I know is busy, but also your birthday. And I thank you so much for your time. And I always appreciate how nice you were as a student athlete to our staff, Stacy Clarity and Brian Newbert, et cetera. We're grateful for that. We look forward to continue to stay in contact. And, you know, we'll watch you. You're going to be watching the Boilermakers for a long time now. And that's a great thing. Purdue does, and obviously has a lot of talent in the Dallas Metroplex too. You're going to have a chance to see some high school guys. I'm sure Purdue will be down there recruiting as well. So
sure. Happy to help. Happy to help if I can.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for your time, and
thank you.
Have a great rest of the day. And we'll look forward to next year. The birthday number 28 will be
28.
Let's take it one day at a time and enjoy the rest of the day. But thanks so much.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it.